Okay, hi everyone, my name's Renee, compulsive eater, and I'm very glad to be here. I have a not a very healthy voice, so I hope it lasts for 20 minutes and I hope you can hear me. Again, my name is Renee, I'm a compulsive eater, and I'm grateful to be able to do this today. My apologies for being off camera. I'm a disabled person and I have and muscle disease that makes breathing challenging, and some days, well, all days, these days, I have to use a non-invasive ventilator. And I just feel self-conscious being on camera, so that's why I'm off camera. My apologies, but thank you for asking me to speak today. I haven't actually told my OA story in a while. So I thought I'd do that today. I feel like I've been a compulsive overeater my entire life. I've turned to food for comfort when my parents were, well, when I was young. My parents divorced when I was four. I grew up living with my mom and stepdad, and I would visit my dad and my brother on the weekends, very close to them. My mother was emotionally and sometimes physically abusive towards me. She'd scream at us and yell at me if I made a mistake or upset her. She'd humiliate me in front of my friends and family. It was just really hard. My stepfather was either cruel to me or completely ignoring me. And to be honest, I can't tell you which one was worse. I grew up in a well, feeling very much unloved and alone and a burden. I was really thin until the third grade when my neighbors, next door neighbors, moved away. And that's when I started to gain weight because I didn't go outside and play. And I really started to turn to food for comfort. I ate when I was bored and lonely, which is a lot. I am not an only child. I have a brother and four step siblings, but I grew up like an only child. I was the only one that lived at home. Everyone else lived with their other parent. But food was my constant companion. Didn't leave me. It was always there when I needed it. Didn't make me feel bad about myself. It was, didn't care if I was disabled. Didn't hurt my feelings until much later in life. So the weight gain started. And that's when the weight gain started, was like fourth grade. Wasn't terrible, but growing up, my childhood, my mom would make comments about my weight just all the time, just telling me I needed to lose weight, or it would be easier for me to walk because I could walk. At the time, I wore braces, but I could still walk. Telling me it would be easier to walk if I had lost some weight, but yet never tell this 10 or 12-year-old child how to do that. I had no idea how to eat better or lose weight, but she would always complain. Every school year, school clothes shopping, I have to go to certain sections in the store, the Pretty Plus. I know I just aged myself at Sears, but I can't offer no help, but actually how to get my weight under control. My early to late teens, I thinned out because I started growing, and my baby fat turned into curly curves. But I was still overweight. And something terrible happened to me when I was about 14. My stepfather came and molested me twice. And I was too scared to tell anybody. I didn't tell anybody, not even my husband, until 2020. And this happened in 1984. So, being depressed at that time as a kid and semi-suicidal, I made a very poor attempt at killing myself a few times, thankfully. Spoiler alert, didn't work. But I was a very unhappy child. I had friends. My friends were so important to me. And they loved me, but I couldn't do a lot of the things that they did because of my disability. And I was offered no counseling or therapy or anything to deal with what was happening with my body. It was like the giant elephant in the room. I was just expected to deal with it. So I did the best I could. When I was 18, my mom kicked me out of her house, and I moved in with my dad into a one-bedroom apartment and slept on the couch. I started gaining more weight then because my dad was my food companion. He was my eating buddy. And I put on some more weight. But being kicked out of my mom's house ultimately ended up being the best thing that ever happened to me, because that's where I met my husband. I had been previously in a terrible, abusive relationship. A guy that told me no one else would love me or want to be with me because of my disability. But I met a man that showed me something different, kindness. And I still turned to the food, even though I had this new happy way of life. But I was ultimately glad that my mom kicked me out. Started to gain more weight. And then, even after I met the love of my life, we got married a few years later. I started to gain weight. We have been together since 1990. We've been married since 1992. So it's a very healthy, happy relationship. However, he definitely has been a bit of an enabler for my compulsive overeating. But he is learning, just as I am, how not to do that anymore. So he's also my biggest cheerleader, even since I've been in OA. But before I met my husband, I went on my first diet, which crashed and burned, of course. It was a liquid diet. I did Optifast because Oprah Winfrey did it. So I thought, why not? Let's try it. That was the beginning of hundreds of failed diets, attempts, anyways, with always more weight gained than lost. I met my husband when I was going to Al-Anon. My brother was an addict, and I was going to Al-Anon meetings, and I met my husband there. My Al-Anon sponsor was also in OA. So I had known about the program, and I always stuck to the back of my mind. But at that point, I hadn't even really considered going. But I entered the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous for the first time in the mid-90s. I was 27, still pretty young. I stayed for just a few months. Did the three-step shuffle, step one, two, three out. Did it again in 2004. Stayed another 2 or 3 months. Did it again in 2016. Did a strictly online chat-based meetings. And each time I would go, even the first time, when I introduced myself as a compulsive overeater, I felt like a liar. Like, I just wanted to lose weight because I knew 12-step worked for alcohol. I thought it's going to work for weight loss. So That's the only, my only reason to go was to lose weight. And when I said I'm a compulsive overeater, it just didn't feel like it was. Like I felt, like I said, like a liar. I tried again. Well, I came back to the rooms, the Zoom rooms, during COVID, November of 2020, 2 days before Thanksgiving. And 10 days later, I began my abstinence. Because at that point, there was no doubt the damage I had done to my body from 2016 to 2020 made it impossible for me to not believe and fully accept that I was indeed a compulsive overeater. My daughter was in rehab. She just got out of rehab for substance abuse, and like a week before, she wasn't doing what she was supposed to be doing. She was supposed to be going to online NA meetings. And I was getting frustrated with her. I'm like, giving her Zoom meetings here. The counselor said, go to these meetings. Yeah, I'll go. She never went. I wanted him to sit in my room, in my bed, which was not unusual. And I just kind of said out loud to the world, like, dude, what are you doing? Not to her, but just to the ethers. Like, Brandy, what are you doing? And then I heard a little voice say, Renee, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I just like kind of, it just struck me. It was like, oh, moment. And I picked up my phone and I went to an OA meeting. And I have not stopped coming since. I completely immersed myself in OA. I got here like the 22nd of November. By December 2nd, I had a sponsor. Though 10 days later, I had a sponsor and I got abstinent. And I told my sponsor, what do I need to do to stay here? I'm willing to do anything. And she told me to give service, which scared me. Like, what the heck can I do? But luckily, I didn't have to stack chairs or make coffee or pass out pamphlets, physical things that are hard for me. But I could send messages to newcomers and answer questions after the meeting and do security. And I did that. I committed to a 6-month commitment when I first started. And I began working the steps. Decorating my food every day. Read OA and AA literature every day. I was just developing a relationship with God, who I had abandoned a while ago because I was angry. And I started to reach out to compulsive overeaters. And I did that because of service. Service helped me bond to people and make friends. When I got here, my best friend had died just a couple months before, and I thought my life of friendships were over. But when I let the guard down and let people in, which is hard for me to do, everything changed. And I became willing, and I got the gift of desperation. I needed the connection. And knowing that my past history was starting and stopping things, I confided in my sponsor that I was scared that I was going to relapse and leave. Like every other diet I'd ever tried. I got bored, or it didn't happen enough quick enough. I'd eat a salad for lunch for 3 days and look at myself like, why aren't I skinny? Why haven't I lost weight? It was frustrating for me, but I did see immediate progress. So I knew I had to enjoy the journey and that there was no finish line. And I have never successfully got in all the weight loss schemes I've tried. I've never been, and I quote unquote have healthy body weight. And I've never achieved a goal weight. Never. This is the first time in program that I feel like I can actually do it at some point. I see my 5-minute warning, thank you. So I had to give service. I had to dig in. And I started giving service at the intergroup. And a year later, I was the secretary of an intergroup. And then not long after that, I became the chair of OA Footsteps. That's what I'm still doing. And, it's not, at the first 2 years was a big cloud. So easy. I had no food issues, no food cravings. But then I got sick and I ended up in the hospital at COVID and having respiratory weakness already. In absence, I have gained weight. And it has been very difficult to reconcile abstinence with weight gain. And, I battled depression and all sorts of things, but I all but gave up, but I didn't. I didn't give up because I had you. I kept coming back because I had commitments and people were relying on me to show up. When I couldn't come for me, I would come for you. I would show up for you, which it ultimately helped me. So not just coming to the ropes, but getting involved in service, allowing myself to let people know me has changed my entire life. But it's been a journey. And I've done therapy and all sorts of things. I have a very supportive family, and I just am not giving up. I've had roller coasters ups and downs. It was a few months ago, which I woke up and I didn't know that I wanted to be here anymore. But I kept coming here and showing up to OA, and I had the pleasure of attending the OA birthday party a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles. I live in California. And the workshops there renewed my spirit. I have a whole new lease on life and a renewed commitment to my recovery. But what I have today that I did not have before I joined this program is hope. Regardless of the challenges that I've experienced, I never have to go back to the way of life was before, when food was the most important thing. I'd spent months in bed dreaming about the next thing I'd eat. Depression's still here, but it's not nearly as bad as it was, and it's being managed with medication and therapy. It's something that I can live with, unlike the years of darkness before, because I can't live like that anymore. I've lost my mom in recovery. I lost my brother a couple months ago. I've lost beloved pets, my health, and mobility and recovery. But I didn't have to go. I didn't have to go to deal with those things alone. I didn't have to turn to food or go back to that shame cycle. OA has literally saved my life. Because before I got here, I was just existing. I wasn't living. I was not living. I was just existing. So, to any newcomers, please stay. Don't leave before the miracle happens, because it will. And thank you so much for asking me to speak today. Again, I apologize for being off camera, but I'm so glad to be here. Again, my name is Renee. I'm a very grateful compulsive eater. Thank you for letting me share. I owe everything to OA, to my family, and to God.